on WSDW. 7:42. Good morning. It's Charlie, Denise, Pat, and you, the morning team. One Hit Wonders song for you on WSDW. Every Monday, we try to find a song that's attached to an artist or a group that is the one song that the artist or group is known. Now, we acknowledge that the Archies, well, this song at number one did have another top 10 song, Jingle Jangle. But who remembers that? Oh, I'm sure there are some.
Some, probably.
This is the one.
But this is, yeah. This,
you know, if you say the Archies, you think Sugar Sugar.
Yes.
The Archies, the fictional cartoon animated TV series that had the comic book. Although, remember, wasn't the past couple of years they actually did a TV series, Riverdale. I can't remember what network was on, but yeah, Riverdale, which was based on the Archies. So it was in 2020 that I see here in my story that it tells me about it, but just doesn't tell me where it was on, which is okay, because I'm not talking about that this morning.
Right.
So, of course, when it comes to one-hit wonder songs, you start to look into some of the information and you find some interesting connections. The Archies. Of course, it was a fictional show with a fictional group. The man behind the Archies was Don Kirshner, well-known record producer, label guy, who apparently also was the guy behind the Monkees.
Not surprising.
In the Monkee situation, well, and what he wanted was, it says here, he wanted a musical act that, unlike the Monkees, he could fully control. The Monkees were, quote-unquote, fictional, but they used real musicians, and so they controlled themselves.
Correct.
The Archies were a fictional group, and he got session musicians to represent the Archies, so he always had control of whatever the Archies did.
He wasn't going to make that mistake twice.
Exactly right. Even though the session musicians were Ron Dante and Tony Wine. More on them in just a moment.
Oh, okay.
More on them in just a moment.
Should I know them?
Well, I will tell you. Ron Dante himself was an American singer, songwriter, vocalist, record producer. He was the voice of the group The Cufflinks, who had a couple of songs back in the 50s, 60s. But he also was the guy who co-produced Barry Manilow's first 9 albums.
Oh, what?
The guy who sang Sugar Sugar was producing Barry Manilow's first 9 albums. In fact, sang backup on Manilow's recordings, including Mandy, I Write the Songs, and all the rest of the big Barry Manilow songs you'd know. He also, most recently, in 2018, joined the Happy Together tour when the Turtles' Howard Kalin was sidelined due to health issues, so he stepped in to be part of the Turtles.
Pretty versatile guy.
Very versatile. That's Ron Dante. How about the girl behind the voices of Sugar Sugar, Tony Wine? Mm-hmm. She was an American pop music songwriter who wrote songs or co-wrote songs for such artists as the Mindbenders, A Groovy Kind of Love, which, of course, Phil Collins also did it with. She co-wrote Tony Orlando and Dawn's Candida. She co-wrote, or actually she sang backup vocals on Willie Nelson's Always On My Mind.
Oh, this, well, I have to go back and listen to that.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
And for 30 years, this woman who was the backup on Sugar Sugar with a female voice on Sugar Sugar, she was one of the voices singing the Meow Mix cat food jingle. Yes, she was one of those. She was one of those. And by the way,
that's versatile.
Because I just had apparently too much time on my hands. Somebody cue up sticks for me. The song Sugar Sugar was written by Jeff Berry and Andy Kim. Recognize the name Andy Kim, who in his own right, Canadian songwriter, who had, remember, Rock Me Gently?
Of course.
Rock Me Gently, Rock Me Slowly. Yeah. That was Andy Kim. Yes, he co-wrote Sugar Sugar.
It's amazing with all that talent that it was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, you thought there could have been more to it. And by the guy who co-wrote the song, Jeff Berry, with him, he also co-wrote Manfred Mann's Doo Wah Diddy Diddy, Da Doo Run Run, that Sean Cassidy made famous, let alone, you know, the earlier version. He also wrote Chapel of Love, co-wrote Leader of the Pack. Huh. Co-wrote Olivia Newton-John's I Honestly Love You.
Okay, not a bad catalog.
No, and also not co-wrote really. Sugar. He also co-wrote the theme songs for the TV shows One Day at a Time, The Jeffersons, and Family Ties.
He wrote The Jeffersons?
Yes, co-wrote it.
Co-wrote it. And he co-wrote Family Ties.
Yep, and co-wrote One Day at a Time. There you go. All those people who did The Archies, they had connections to that one-hit wonder. And apparently, they moved on to other things beyond that for their success.
Isn't it amazing, though, that you started out with that they were a band that was supposed to have been controlled, and they sure went out of control with all of the other things that they had their hands into. Sure.
Oh, bye. It's amazing when you start to dig deep and you find out these different things of different aspects of what people have attachments to. Mm-hmm. Where would they have been if not for Sugar Sugar?
So they finally did get a piece of the pie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sugar pie.
Well, there you go.